My name's Charlie Minardi. Let me have some water. And I'm clean today. I haven't used today. That is my primary purpose from the minute I woke up this morning. I'd just like to thank Gary for asking me to speak here. Thank Tanya for sharing. Also, I'd just like to welcome all the newcomers, people back from a relapse, people that are here tonight. It's Friday night. It's the 30th of December. You know, got nothing else better to do. You know, you want to get clean. You want to stay clean. You know, this is a safe place. You know, and this is my home group. This is a meeting that I started coming to over a year ago. I got a commitment here. I got out of my comfort zone. I got out of West London. And I've made a lot of friends here. And I really like this meeting. And it's a privilege to be asked to, I suppose, 2:11, close, you know, the final share here. And I was the speaker finder here for a year, and I found great speakers, really, really good speakers, and I hope you're not expecting anything special tonight. last year I spoke, Tollis and I spoke at a meeting, at another meeting. It was a speaker meeting as well, and it was my birthday, and they sent round a card, you know, and everyone wrote on the card something. And at night I took it home, and, you know, there was lots of people said, you know, well done, congratulations on your birthday, lots of that. And then I just saw one, and it was a newcomer at the meeting, and he put, my name's Bill, I'm 37 days clean. Thank you for what you had to say, but I don't want what you've got. I haven't seen him since, but you know, only in NA, you know, 60 people, and I focused on that one. I've got a bit of codependency as well, you know, I got a cold just to join in with Tanya, but it's I don't even know where to start. I mean, my life is really, this year has been the best year ever, you know, for me. It only keeps getting better. And it's only by, you know, coming here. I didn't know that at the time. I really don't know. You know, I could start, you know, I was born a baby. but I like to have fun. It's very, very important that you laugh in recovery. You know, not everyone here is feeling like laughing. You know, that the odds, you know, people are struggling, maybe people are just back finding it really difficult. You know, but I have done that too. I've been in a meeting when I've been using. I couldn't share. You know, I can't. Well, I started. I came here in, I think, 1982, 83. And NA found me, believe me. NA had to come. NA came down my street. I live in a cul-de-sac, right? NA came to my street. And you know when you think you're at the end of your using and there's still more to go? It come to the stage, I'd gotten a job in a legal gambling spiel, making sandwiches, and I don't get paid. And one of the guys in there who was a gambler, the guy Israeli Danny, he had disappeared, and I got a sack from that job. I got a sack from a job that you don't even get paid. And so my next ambitious bit of work was that I was a minicab with a bicycle. And at the end of my street, there's a minicab office, and the highlight of my evening would be I'd go and hang out with the controller. and hopefully someone would want some cigarettes delivered or some booze and stuff. And Danny's come to get a taxi. And he looks really well. And I ask him where he's going. He said, I'm going to NA. I'm going to Monday night meeting in the crypt. St. Martin of the Fields in the crypt. And he said, you want to come along? And I had nothing better else to do. I had, he was going in a taxi, and I went with him. And that was my first introduction to NA. That was the first meeting I ever went to on a Monday night. And I can't remember much about it apart from that they took me for coffee in Charlotte Street. It seemed a long walk from St. Martin of the Fields to Tottenham Court Road. It just went on forever. And the next day, someone from NA, and I don't know if it's the same then, but they came out and they picked me up and they took me to a meeting. And the next day after that, they took me to a meeting. And I'm still using, and I don't think they know I'm using. And I can't pick up a white key ring. I can't share. And then they tell me on the Friday night at the Red Cross, I think we were at the Red Cross meeting on the Friday night, they said to me, you need to go to a meeting on your own tomorrow. So that was the first resentment that I picked up. So as a good using addict was, okay, I'll fucking show them. So I went to the meeting, and I left the meeting, and I left the meeting with Benny. And we crossed the road to a shop called Arsels, and stole a pair of cowboy boots. He had a little mini at the time. It was quite a long time ago, you know. You could get a gallon of petrol for about a pound. And, you know, we didn't have a pound between us. And I didn't see Benny again for a little bit. But I know that I think a few weeks ago he shared here celebrating 25 years. And 10 days ago I had 24 years. Which is, you know, Pani was talking about clean time. It doesn't mean anything, you know. But you try getting it. You know, you used to get 10 years for it. You know, there's a life sentence. You know, that's like 2 1/4 life sentences. But, you know, so I had to go back out and do some more research. And it doesn't get better. And the day I picked to come in here, you know, wasn't the day I woke up and said, I'm coming to NA, I'm going to get clean. And that was on December the 18th, 1987. And it was just insane. But somehow, I had surrendered a long time before that. You know, I'd wanted to get clean, and I didn't know how to get clean. And don't forget, NA was very young then. Hope you don't think I'm going to be like, you know, kind of reminisce. But I think, you know, you guys, it should be important, you know, that you know about way back in the day, you know, when we had really a piece of paper with meetings, maybe 6 meetings. You know, Monday night, Dagenham. You know, I shared this and someone shared back, I wouldn't go to score in Dagenham, never mind the meeting. Any lens, Paddy, any lens. And, you know, Jerv's here, and Jerv, I love, Jerv was my sponsor for so many years, and that man, you know, he's a legend, really, he's a legend, and he's like me, we come to meetings, we go to meetings all the time, you know, this is my 6th meeting this week, you know, I got clean in NA, like Tanya talked about, I got clean here, and it was the blind really leading the blind. You know, I remember hearing Nick share at the Red Cross meeting on a Sunday night and thinking it was the funniest thing I ever heard, and I'll come back and hear some more. And I think that's really important as well, is that now when we share, you know, we carry a message so that the newcomer who is really struggling, or maybe people, even old-timers, you know, think, I want to come back here. I want a bit of what we've got, you know. And that's why I say, oh, you know, it's the best life I've ever had, you know, without a doubt. You know, I didn't write, you know, when you come in here, they say, you know, to put your dreams, you know, write down your dreams. My dream was to get clean. You know, my dream was to get that white key ring. And it had taken quite a long time. I was 39 years old. You know, I wasn't young. I'd used for 24 years. Now I'm clean for 24 years. And it's passed. I don't know if you feel the same, Jar, but this 24 years, it passes so quick. You know, plus I'm getting older as well, you know, which is not... But way back then, it was... I remember, you know, we had step 3 and 11 on a Sunday afternoon meeting. No one had done step 11. No one had done step 3. We didn't, you know. I don't share so much anymore. You know what I mean? It's not important I speak. It's very important I listen. And, you know, there's all these young guns now, you know, really, like, they're going to meetings, they're sharing every day. I mean, they blow me away, you know. Because they got recovery, they're talking about their feelings. I didn't have a feeling for 5 years, you know. If I got a feeling, I moved, you know. I didn't know, you know. I got clean in this fellowship, and it was. I didn't do feelings, you know. I thought time was important. I thought if I can get a year clean. You know, just get me a year clean. I might get a sleep. I might be able to get a good night's sleep. You know, so I got a year clean, and it was a winter, really bad winter. And I parked my car and I went home, and I was ill because I'd put so much into getting clean. You know, I got sick. So about a couple of days later, I went to pick up my car, and it wasn't there. Someone had stolen it. So I went to the police station and reported it missing. And, you know, just got on with my day. And a week later, I passed the street where I parked my car, and it was there. I thought someone must have stolen it and put it back. So we had a meeting. We used to have a meeting on the front line in All Saints Road. I mean, it was like, you know, it is cool. You know, it wasn't trending then, like now, you know what I mean? But it was real hardcore, you know. We were on the front line, All Saints Road, and I've come out of there, the next thing, two policemen handcuffed me, put me across my car for stealing my own car. I got nicked. But that was how insane I was after a first year, you know. And things are not to improve. But I was just thinking, Jarv, when I was 2 years clean, we came out of the same place, and I hope he doesn't mind. Can I tell him? This is, usually my stuff's about insanity, really. You know, if you think I'm well, ask my wife, okay? Because there's something missing. I am not the real deal, okay? I can spout all this stuff, I can do the steps, traditions, you know, blah, blah, blah. But you ask her, what am I really like? You know, self-obsessed, exaggerate all the time, can't tell the truth. Anyway, so we come out in the meeting. It's my 2-year birthday. So for my 2 years, they're having a party in a Thai restaurant off Kensington High Street. So I said to Jarv, I'll see you down there. So Jarv comes down there with a black eye. I hope they think this is funny, but this is about the fellowship in all the insanity, is that someone at the meeting had asked them for a lift to the restaurant. So Jared's driving the van, and while he's driving the van, this guy starts punching the shit out of him for having an affair with his girlfriend. But before that, this guy had phoned his sponsor and said, Jarv is having an affair with my girlfriend and I'm going to beat him up. What do you think that's a good idea? And his sponsor said, yes. By the way, it wasn't true. And the sponsor is still clean today. But, you know, that was the madness that we were you know, but it was fellowship. It was real fellowship. I remember, you know, we'd go to the pizza. We'd go to Pizza Express. There would be 30 of us, you know, all together, all because we needed each other. You know, it was really a very close family. And the reality is that we don't all stay clean. That is the scary thing. But there's no reason why we should not all stay clean. You know, we get a basic text there. I'm not very big on the Golden Green Book, although I take sponsees through that. And how are we doing time? Okay. 3 years ago now, it was my 60th birthday, and I went to New York, my daughter and my wife, and friends there, and they were having it was an H&I workshop. So I've ended up there on my birthday. I'm thinking, what am I doing now, right? That's the last place you want to be on your birthday, is an H&I. But there was five, you know, five boroughs, Staten Island, Queens, Bronx, all the, they were all there. And these guys, the speakers, were unbelievable. They were just like, because I think also it's important. You know, when I said I came here and I got out of the hood and I got out of Ladbroke Grove and I came here, it's important to get out and go to different meetings. It's important to go to different areas. It's important to hear different people's experience and not to stay safe, to, you know, to take risks in recovery, and they were sharing, and you know, one black guy there, he just blew my mind. He had he was from the wire, this kid, you know, he was from the corner, and his friend had said, you know, come to NA and you'll get something, and he thought he'd come to rob us, really. But he stayed, and his friend used, so you never know. You never know with this fellowship. But what he did say, and I had trouble reading the basic text. And I share this a lot because people, you know, have shared back to me that they do this. If you get the Just for Today book and you read the Just for Today, it's got a little thing at the top where it'll say, today was page 34 and 35. And if you get the basic text and you cross-reference with that, it was step 7. And I read step 7 today. And if you do that for a year, you'll have read the basic text 3 times. So that's how I started reading the basic text after, 21 years clean. You know, and I started looking at addiction, at the disease of addiction. And instead of thinking, because I couldn't figure out, why am I not all right and I'm not using? You know, why do I wake up every day and don't feel good enough? Why have I got the fear? Why have I never, you know, like, at work, you know, my boss said, you know, you're doing a great job. I think, okay, that's the kiss of death. He's going to sack me. You know, my thinking is just not right. It's not normal. And, you know, the hardest thing for me to do, really, is to value myself. You know, that I am important, that I am worthwhile. It's so painful. And, I mean, that goes way back to, I know from where I, you know, where I'm using, where drugs, when I use drugs, the first time I used drugs, I changed. And I was, if they said sign here for life, Charlie, I would have signed. And I chased that feeling for 24 years that I came in here and I used everything that was out there, you know. But every time I used, you know, you use, you lose. You know, it's in step 10. It's written there, you know, from the off. You know, as a kid, you know, 15, 16. You know, I have a little job, I have a little flat. I've got a little good life, I pick up. I haven't got a job, I haven't got a flat. I'm NFA. You know, next port of call, I'm in prison. Next port of call, I lose. I get some more, I lose. I get some more, I lose. I get married, I lose that. I get a house, I lose that. I get business, I lose that. I get my daughter, I lose her. You know, I was thinking, my daughter was born tonight, on Friday night, and I'm in a club, and there's two girls coming. One was absolutely stunning and beautiful, and one was not so good. and I'm in the restaurant. And the not-so-good one came over to me, and she said, "My friend would like to know your name." And I thought, who does she think I am? And I just made this name up. Because there was no way that she could want me, you know, that, apart from, you know, my wife had just given birth, and it was like, but that was the kind of madness, you know, total madness within my life. And, you know, my daughter phoned me tonight, and I'm going to meet her on Tuesday, and we're going to swap, you know, she's been working, you know, she was the first person in our family to go through university. I mean, from my using, I left my daughter when she was 9 months because she got in the way of my using. And it's painful, it's really painful, you know, to, you know, when my, you know, talk about having a laugh at that club and stuff. But, you know, I went to the hospital when they were leaving, and my wife said, you know, "Where's the pram? The money's gone." You know, when we were getting evicted, you know, when I sent my wife to court to try and save us, so we weren't put on the street. You know, I didn't even have the balls to go to court. I sent her and the baby. There's no way they're going to put us on the street. They put us on the street. You know, so I went from a beautiful house in Maida Vale to a halfway house in Inverness Terrace, then on to Union Grove Estate in Stockwell. Lovely place that is. And then, you know, my... ego tells me I'm too good for that, and I leave, and I leave them, and I don't turn up for another 12 years. And then it's, look how well I'm doing, now love me, you know, because it's all about me again, you know. And when I was 16 years clean, she wrote me a letter telling me I was the worst father in the world, and she was right. And I mean, God works in mysterious ways with me, but I am blessed. I really am blessed, and I am very lucky. You need a bit of luck to stay clean, too. You know, you have to be guided. You know, instead of turning left one day, you know, you might turn right. You might stay on. And my daughter started smoking this year, or last year. She didn't tell me. She was too frightened. And I confronted her, and we had this big row, this mad row, and what came out was that she didn't think I loved her, and like her, and, you know, she was crying, I was crying, and I told her I loved her, and she told me she loved me, but she's 37 now. It took that amount of time, 37 years, and now we have the best. It'll never be the same, you know. I lost all these years, you know, so. But I, you know, when she's coming round, I just went and bought something from Tiffany's and wrote something on a card, you know, yeah, that I love her, and I'm going to give her that when she comes round on Tuesday. This week I got my brother 2 tickets for Rangers Celtic. My brother's the nicest guy in the world. He's been sober 20-odd years without a meeting. He looks after my mum. He's 62. He hasn't left home. He's insane. Right? But he's complete opposite of me. He's so nice. And I managed to get him 2 tickets for his Christmas. Paid for them. And, of course, nothing's simple with me. So he's turned up to get the tickets. The tickets aren't there. His mobile phone's not working. He's taken my 10-year-old niece. His mobile's broke down. I'm freaking out. They've come 200 miles to watch this game. And in the end, it was okay. And it was a dream for him. He sat next to Danny McGrain, who's a big Celtic hero. And these things I do for, it's, you know, for me to give is so hard, you know. And it's the nicest thing in the world. But when I came in here, you know, you come into a room like this, you think, what can I get? How is this going to work? What are they going to give me here? You know, because that's all I've been all my life. You know, how can I get out of this? And you've got to sit in this room, and you've got to listen to, you know, in the early days, you'd hear the same people every week. You know, at least you've got choices today, you know. And, you know, there's not 250 meetings you go to. You know, you can do. And And they kept saying to me, you know, Jimmy Redd, who died, you know, died clean. He said to me, Charlie, you're in the right place. That was my first meeting clean on a Sunday night. He said to me, Charlie, you're in the right place. And that's what I remember. So, you know, when you're helping a newcomer, or you're giving them a cup of coffee, or you're just saying, how are you? You know, newcomers come up to me and say, hi, Charlie. It blows me away. I thought, how do you know my name? You know, that, the old timer, this is important. You know, we talk about this, you know, like the newcomer. But everyone is equal in here. You know, if you go to a meeting, you know, and you've got a few days and you want to share, share. You know, I've paid for my seat. I don't know about you. I've paid for my seat here. You know, double time. You know, American Express and the rest. You know, but you've got to work. You know, you've got to put some work in. You know, I put work in going to score. Put a lot of work in, you know. And most of the time it never worked. You know, the madness and all the insanity. But I cannot change without doing some work on myself. I think that's impossible. And, you know, I've been in therapy 18 years. You know, I've got a homeopath. I do yoga. You know, I've got a sponsor. I've got a lot of friends I speak to. But I forget. You know, that's why I have to keep coming here. I forget all the time. I think I'm well. I've got a couple of stories to tell you. Then, how are you doing? Nice to see you. There's someone I needed to make amends to, and I kept seeing them on the Portobello Road. And this is a financial amends, not the easiest ones to make. You know, the sorry ones are all right, but the financial, especially for a Scotsman, the financial ones are like, oh, deep rooted. So I'd see them and I'd say, I'll do it next time. I'm not ready, but I'm willing. And so I went to a lunchtime meeting, and then I came out of the meeting, and I was up Portobello Road, and I came out of Tesco's, and he was there, and I thought, you know what, it's now or never. And I've had experiences like this before, you know, an early recovery without a sponsor and stuff like that. I saw someone I owed money to, and I grabbed them, and I said, listen, I owe you some money, I've stole from you, I want to pay you back. And they usually go, no, it's okay. And then they go, how much was it? You know, and I said, let's go to the cash point. So he said, let's give me that, and that'll be all right. So I'll give him what he asked for. Then I get a phone call that night. Could I have some more? So back to the cash point, get some more. I mean, I think for the next 15 years, he's asked me, how much did you really take? So it's when you work the steps, work them with a sponsor. You know, because there is different. So anyway, I come out of Tesco's and I see him. I said, Nigel, I owe you some money. We did some business and I owe you some money. How much was it? He said, you don't owe me anything. Now, the addict's out, isn't it? Because I had a set figure in mind that I was going to pay him. But now he tells me I don't owe him anything. So now I do a compromise, right? I said, I'm going to give you this. So I took him to the cash point and I gave him a good chunk of money. He said, I'm impressed. And I thought, you know what? So am I. It made his Christmas. He said, you know, you didn't owe me anything. He said, we've always been friends, right? I thought he kept blanking me because I owed him money. But you know what? I don't care. Because there's lots of people I haven't paid, you know, eventually that will. And, you know, he's on benefit and credits and stuff like that, and he had two kids. And I think that's just the way sometimes it's meant to be, you know. I mean, this year, God's gone faster than I thought. You know, I've been very privileged. I shared at the London Convention. Now, don't get resentments, okay? I shared at the London Convention. Then they asked me to share at the UK Convention. And after that, they asked me to share at the World Convention. So I shared actually at the World Convention in San Diego this year, and I was $40. I was the Saturday brunch speaker, and it was $40 to get in, and they had a jazz band there, jazz funk band, that went on before me, a huge stage. He's meant to do half an hour, This guy's got 13 albums. He's supporting Barry Manilow this year. He did about an hour and a half, right? By the time he got to me, the place was empty. So... So you just got to be careful, you know? You know, God does, you know, things to me that I don't wish, but there I shared a story, and it's a kind of way, and I'll finish on this story, of the steps, the insanity, and all the rest of it. In the summertime, my wife phoned me up, and she said, you know, I bought some muffins. We, you know, I'm sugar-free now. I don't smoke, I don't drink, I look after myself. But it's also very important, you know, you look after yourself in this fellowship, you know. Because when I'm using, I've done a lot of damage to myself, and, you know, I do yoga. Anyway. So I thought, oh, great, darling. I said, do you want to go to yoga tonight? She said, yes. So I went home, and we got our yoga mats together, and we're walking down the road all loved up, all sweet, having a great day and night. Do yoga together, downward dog, to get in a leg. You know, like you see these two Americans who walk around with the bun bags, you know, that with the matching sweaters that you hate, right? I'm with a mat, I'm with a yoga mat, right? So now we go back to the flat, and I open the microwave where the muffins are, and there's three muffins, which is quite odd, isn't it? Three muffins. It's odd to this head, see? This is how addiction starts. One is raspberry, one is coconut, and one is carrot. And I know raspberry's her favourite, but it's also mine. So because we're loved up, I say, darling, what muffin would you like? She said, I don't care, have what you want. Now, like I said, I've been in therapy 18 years. My sponsor says, whatever happens, never react. So I think about it for about a second, and I think, don't ever fucking speak to me like that again. So she looked round at me and she said, are you totally off your head? Are you insane? Right? I said, no, I'm fine. And I don't want one of these muffins. Gets worse. Gets worse. So now you're in the illness. I'm in the illness and I cannot, for the life of me, say sorry. Now I know it's not a good move. You know, I know all this stuff in my head. Do you want to be right? Do you want to be happy? So we've got to sit, you know, it's early. It's about 8 o'clock. So, of course, I don't phone a friend or I don't phone a sponsor. I get out my step 10. So I start writing step 10. I put it in. I put the defect in. I put my character to self-centered, blah, 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 blah. Still not working. So we're not speaking now as well. So then she goes to bed, she's had enough. So I get into bed. Before that, I pray. I'm at the bottom of the bed praying. She's in the bed. I'm praying, God, give me the strength. You know. Get into bed. Don't touch me. We've been together 13 years. It's like she's, you know, don't come near me. So of course I suffer more and I don't sleep all night. And just the insanity to, but that is, for me, the disease, you know, everything is going, and I just sabotage. You know, till the next day, I managed with all the courage and all the 23 years I got, and all the step work, right? And all the therapy, and all the thousands and thousands of meetings that I've come to say, darling, I'm sorry, I love you, forgive me. And she gives me a hug and gives me a kiss, and it's all right, and off we go again for another round. Thank you very much. I love you all. Oh yeah, sorry. All right, we celebrate clean time in NA with key rings, claps and hugs. Does anybody need multiples of years to bear this week?